Unit 6. Recording 2.
Professor David Crystal says that the migratory patterns of our language as it continues to move across the globe gives us a whole range of Englishes, and that process is becoming ever more intense.
So just as once upon a time there was British English and American English, and then there came Australian English and South African English, and then Indian English, and then Caribbean English, now it's down to the level of Nigerian English, Ghanaian English, Singaporean English, and so on. And these are the new Englishes of the world. But what happens is this, that when a country adopts English as its language, it then immediately adapts it to suit its own circumstances. I mean, why have a language? You have to express what you want to say, which is your culture, your people, your identity. And when you think of everything that makes up an identity, all the plants and animals that you have, the food and drink, the myths, the legends, the history of your culture, the politics of it, the folk tales, the music, everything has to be talked about in language. And that means your local language, local words to do with the way you are and different from the way everybody else is. And so the result has been, as English has been taken up by, well, over 70 countries in the world as an important medium of their local communication, but they've developed their own local brand of English.
How many people spoke the language we are now conversing in, say, 600 years ago?
Well, certainly we know around about 1500, 1600, there were 4 million speakers of English in England.
And now in the early part of the 21st century, how many?
Well, if you distinguish between sort of first language speakers and foreign language speakers, there's about 400 million or so first language speakers. English is a mother tongue or father tongue, depending on your point of view, around the world. And about 5 times as many who speak English as a second or a foreign language. So we're talking about 2 billion people, you know, a third of the world's population, really. The important point to notice is that for every one native speaker of English, there are now 4 or 5 non-native speakers of English. So the center of gravity of the language has shifted with interesting consequences. Mm.